Welcome back. This is session 2 of the Be Happy Now series, discovering your purpose at any age. Remember, don't let the learning overwhelm you. I will be giving this to you in simple steps and taking you from A to Z and giving you everything you need to create happiness in your life. If you haven't already done so, be sure to download the PDF version of the companion book that goes along with these teachings. You can get it for free at yourhappinessway.com/companion book. Then just put in the password happy. This section is about discovering your purpose, discovering the reason you're here on earth at this particular time, in this particular place, discovering what makes your heart sing, discovering what makes you feel happy and on purpose. Who among us hasn't sat down and thought, what is my purpose in life? What is my passion? Where do I go from here? Most of us certainly have had those thoughts and asked ourselves these important life questions. It doesn't matter where you are in life. You could be just starting out, you could be retiring, or anywhere in between. You do have a purpose for whatever time frame you are now living. Have you ever gotten that empty feeling that tells you you aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing? Perhaps you're looking back in dissatisfaction, wondering why you've put so much energy into pursuits that may feel empty or unfulfilling now. Listen to this quote by Justine Willis Toms. Notice when your heart leaps up in joyous exuberance. In these moments, the voice of your spirit is speaking directly to you. We touched on the following questions lightly in section 1, and now we're going to delve more deeply into them in order to really give you the insight and the answers you need to discover your purpose. And when you're fulfilling your purpose, that's when you're truly happy. I want to start here by asking you a couple of questions. Although I will be asking them here, I encourage you to pause the recording and take the time to fully complete your response in the companion book. If you do these exercises the way I'm setting them out, you will get the answers you're looking for. So follow along with me here. What are you dreaming about doing? Think back to when you were a small child. When you daydreamed, what did you find yourself thinking about? As a small child, I could often be seen lying face up on the grass, staring at the clouds. I would imagine what the different shapes looked like, and many times that brought me into a place of imagining what I wanted to be when I grew up. Not what my parents, my teacher, or society wanted me to be, but what I wanted to be. It's best to go into a relaxed state and remember back to when you were little and used to daydream. You may have been looking up at the clouds. You may have been daydreaming in school. You may have been play-acting a role. No matter, what were your daydreams about? Again, take the time to do this because by the time you complete this series, you will have the direction you've been wanting. By doing these things, you'll get the clues that the universe has been trying to give you. The clues that you may have been too busy to notice, or you hadn't yet developed your paying attention and listening skills. That will change by the time you finish this series. You are learning simple techniques that teach you how to listen to the answers that are available to you. You will learn to listen at the time you pose the question, and also, perhaps more importantly, listen to the answers you get at other times, the answers that the universe points you to through various means, through synchronicity, or what you may think of as coincidence, your dreams, things that you constantly hear others saying, opportunities that seem to continue popping up for you, the first thing you pay attention to while listening to the radio, or even turning on the TV. There are many ways to listen to the answers, and this series will teach you to do that, to pay attention and use the information to live the best possible life for yourself and for your loved ones. you'll receive the answers you need in order to make a contribution during your lifetime. And this contribution needn't be history-making. You may simply be improving the lives of those you love. And there is really nothing simple about that. Whatever it is for you, this teaching will give you the tools to move forward on your purpose in whatever time frame you are now in. Think back. Have you had a dream that you've given up on or decided against? If so, what was the dream and why did you give it up? Ask yourself the question, if I could be or do anything, what would it be? Now close your eyes and do a complete filling in of the picture. What exactly does that look like? See yourself in that position, whatever it may be. Notice what you're wearing. Notice who else, if anyone, is in the picture. Notice your face. Are you smiling? Are you happy? Do you seem content and satisfied? Take a moment when you can spend some time imagining what this is going to give you that you don't have now. Imagine in colorful detail how that picture looks and feels emotionally. Imagine what that looks like financially. And how about inner satisfaction? How about how this impacts others in your life? Just take some time imagining yourself having what you believe you've been wanting. Clearly see the look on your face. Do you look and feel content and happy? Why do you want that for yourself? Answer this question fully in writing in your companion book. What would your dream future give you that you don't have now? Emotionally, spiritually, financially, or even physically? Once you see your answers in black and white, you can determine if those are benefits that actually mean something to you. Or do those benefits or values mean more to someone other than you? If you find this dream doesn't line up with your values, it may not be your dream. It's probably not your purpose. It could be one that was given to you by someone else, and you've mistaken it for your own. If that was the outcome of this exercise, then repeat it at another time, perhaps in a moment, in an hour, or in a day or two. But continue repeating it along with the other directives I've given you until you see a happy, satisfied look on your face and until you feel calm and comfortable in your body. Then that will be your direction. When you think of being this or doing that, do you feel like this was really your idea? Can you remember back to a time you were told that this was what would make you happy? Now, don't misunderstand me. You could have been pushed into a specific direction, and that doesn't always mean that it won't make you happy. It could, but this is one way to find out. And if it really doesn't make you happy, if the benefits you'll get or are getting aren't really satisfying your wants and needs and aren't in alignment with your values, then it's time to really find out what your purpose is. I'm simply saying, let's find out for sure. After all, this is your life. Ask yourself the following questions. Are you looking to fulfill your dream, or are you spending your life fulfilling someone else's? If you find this really wasn't your dream, try to remember back to the times you were being influenced. Think back, relax, and close your eyes. Who are you listening to? Who is giving you these compelling ideas? They may have sounded like, "We're going to be so proud of you when you follow in your father's footsteps." "You know it's the doctors that make the best living." "Art? What do you mean you're going to sell your paintings? That will never make you a living." "You come from a long line of law enforcement. Your granddad will be looking down at you beaming." "Or you're supposed to do this, or you're supposed to do that." Most of us heard these things growing up. Now, if you discover this wasn't your idea, are you willing to continue living your life to fulfill someone else's dream? I hope your answer is no. If your answer was yes, then ask yourself, what are you getting out of living your life fulfilling someone else's fantasy? Now continue keeping your eyes closed and ask yourself, why would I be willing to live my life to fulfill someone else's ideal? Why am I willing to spend my life, my hours, my days, my minutes, creating something that's supposed to make someone else happy? Now reread the answers you've written and see yourself in that position. How do you look? What is your energy like? Are you fulfilled and happy? Are you content? I'm not saying you're not. You might be. I just want you to be certain. Again, this is your life this time around. Listen to the following quote by Og Mandino. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth, I will apply all my efforts to become the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. Og Mandino. That's something to think about. Now please answer the following questions. Fill in the blanks in your companion book. When I'm happy, blank has to occur. I will be happier when blank happens, or I have more of blank. I am happiest when I am blank. My blank makes me happy. Now reread your answers. If you've been following these and similar teachings, you know, at least intellectually, that things do not create happiness. Other people don't create happiness for you and shouldn't be held responsible for your happiness. If when you read your answers, any of them have to do with people or stuff you are depending on outside of yourself, then I will ask you to reconsider and at least realize that you are the only one that can create happiness for yourself. You are the only constant in your life and your relationship with universal energy, or the divine, or God, or whatever term you like to use. You simply can't count on anything outside of yourself staying the same. So it makes sense, doesn't it, not to depend on those things to create your happiness. Things and relationships can add to your happiness, but can't be the core of your happiness. It's very nice to have stuff. I love stuff, and I'm fortunate enough to have stuff. And I'm sure I'm going to even get more stuff. But true happiness doesn't come from acquiring stuff. Certainly it's nice to have lovely things, and nice to know you can acquire them, but fulfilling your purpose is a major key for true and lasting happiness. So how do we find out what that is? For many of us, that means making some kind of mark on the world, leaving it a better place for us having been there. And it doesn't have to be in a big way. It could be helping just one other person. It could be being an example for another or others. Service, service, service. You may want to think to yourself, what do I have to give the world? How could I benefit someone? Or maybe many someones. Listen to this quote by Mitch Albom. The way you get meaning into your life is to devote yourself to loving others. Devote yourself to your community around you. And devote yourself to creating something that gives you purpose and meaning. According to the Edgar Cayce philosophy, each person living on Earth is here for a specific soul purpose, a purpose that no one else can fulfill. For some people, it may be their work, and for others, it could be that they live a life that is an example for others. If you feel like you've been trying to figure out what your purpose is for a while, take heart, because finding and living your life's purpose can be a lifelong process, but a fulfilling one. And as Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. And as you grow and learn, greater opportunities open for fulfilling your higher purpose. So that means that your purpose now may be different than it was in the past. ask yourself the following questions, which are also in your companion book. What makes my heart sing? When in my life do I feel a sense of wonder? In what ways do I feel called to be of service to others? When do I feel closest to God, or the universe, or universal energy? It doesn't matter what you call it. You know what I mean. It makes sense when you feel happy and joyful that that is an indication you are fulfilling your higher purpose. When you feel free, almost childlike, and in awe, that's a good sign. This teaching is all about discovering and becoming ever conscious of the answers and signs that come to you. Make a conscious decision, an intention to notice the times when you feel happy and joyful, and all the ways I've just described. Often it can be when we're helping others in some way. These feelings are your biggest clues, so notice, listen, and pay attention to your feelings. Later in this teaching, I will be leading you in a guided meditation where you'll have the opportunity to ask your higher self the following questions. What is my soul's purpose? Why am I here on earth at this time? This process will help you to be more aware of the answers when they come, and they will come. They could come to you during the meditation or not at that exact moment, but don't despair if the answers don't come to you immediately. You simply have to listen to that still small voice from within. Watch and listen to the clues that are always around you, but you've been too busy to pay attention to. More about that when we get to the section on living in the present moment in this series. Synchronicity often is the clue to your life's purpose. And is it synchronicity or coincidence? Our culture has taught us not to trust anything that can't be measured or verified. We haven't been taught to look at these things as messages that we can learn from. Messages that mean something, and if paid attention to, could lead us to our higher good. Instead, we've been taught to disregard the message as simply being a coincidence. I urge you to look at it this way. Think of every coincidence as meaningful. Then it's up to you to discover the meaning. And the meaning is known to you. You're the person experiencing it. The meaning may not be conscious yet, but you do know the meaning. And giving it importance will cause you to become conscious of it. If understanding doesn't just come to you, then be sure to write down the synchronicity or coincidence you're having. Make an appointment with yourself for either meditation or quiet contemplation, and simply ask your higher self what the meaning of that particular synchronicity was. Then again, you have to listen. And that can start with a simple intention to listen. And again, during the guided meditation in this section, I will emphasize listening and give you tools and directives to develop that skill. From this day forward, accept even the most obvious coincidence as important guidance. I urge you to pay attention to synchronicity. Synchronicity can never be proven for sure, yet there are far too many stories about mysterious and miraculous things happening that guide people's lives when they least expect it. It would serve us to look at these things as more than just chance happenings. We've all heard stories of an unexpected phone call that makes one late and keeps him from a tragedy, or getting stopped because of a broken traffic light, and because of that delay, staying out of a hideous car crash, or the person that suddenly finds a gift of money when they need it most, or a dream that turns out to be true and worthwhile guidance, or simple words given to another, and those words, unknown to the sayer, actually causes that person not to commit suicide or do something rash. Why are these things orchestrated? Enjoy the miraculous. Celebrate the miraculous and the wonder of it all. Think back to things like that may have happened to you and led you to where you are now. or possibly change the course of your life or someone you know for the better. When thinking of something only as a coincidence, consider the following quote by the Buddha. All things appear and disappear because of the concurrence of causes and conditions. Nothing ever exists entirely alone. Everything is in relation to everything else. Think about it. Coincidence has been a term used by many indicating fluke, luck, or chance. And what's wrong with the word coincidence anyway? It's a word whose meaning has changed over the years. The word coincidence is actually two words, co and incidence. Or when two things occur, and it's remarkable because it's simultaneous, or because it's apparently being connected. It has nothing to do with luck or chance, although that's now the current meaning. It would serve you well to think of these things as synchronicity and divinely orchestrated. In thinking that way and paying close attention to these happenings, and then being grateful for the guidance and staying in wonder, you will receive more and more guidance and even clearer messages and direction. Gratitude is magical and something you should practice every day. There is space in the back of your companion book to write three things you are grateful for at the end of every day, and I suggest you get a journal just for that purpose. There are two powerful reasons to practice gratitude. One is that when you're keeping your attention on your good, for example, the things you feel grateful for, you feel happy and blessed. The other advantage is that the more you pay attention to something, the more it occurs. It's a simple manifestation or a law of attraction truth. What you give attention to grows. So it makes sense to give attention to the things that you feel are good and that you're grateful for. Now be grateful for synchronicity and view it as a child would, with thankfulness and wonder, and you'll receive more. It just keeps getting better and better. Think of this as well. The more you meditate, listen to, and read inspirational material, the more you identify with your higher self. You will find more synchronicities in your life, which means you're moving in the right direction. And at that point, you find things that you want manifesting. It's important to keep in mind that your higher self is always communicating with you. Your purpose is the reason you're here on Earth. So doesn't it make sense that your higher self's greatest desire is for you to fulfill your purpose for this life's experience? Once again, listen and notice and pay attention. The clues are all around you. The more you practice these teachings and the more you pay attention to the signs and signals and the synchronicities in your life, you will begin to feel or simply know the correct action or direction to take. You'll begin to experience expanded awareness. You'll have access to information and intelligence beyond your personal intellect. You will be in touch with expanded awareness because you'll be paying attention to it and you'll be open to receiving. Once again, this intelligence is always available to you, but you have to be open to it and be willing to really see and listen. And then the gifts of more and more will keep coming to you. You kind of get into a rhythm with it. The more you see and hear, the more there is for you to hear and see. And you'll find your inner voice becoming louder because you've been paying attention. Making decisions will be much easier because you have so much more information to go on than strictly your own intelligence and life experience. And you'll find life becoming more exciting. And you'll enthusiastically look for clues that guide you. The more you work with these teachings, the more often you'll find yourself in a state of knowingness. Think of it this way when things happen more and more frequently. You're connecting with your higher self, and that reunites you to your whole reason for being here. The Buddha said, "When you realize how perfect everything is, you will tilt your head back and laugh at the sky." So when we realize and appreciate every moment as perfect, we aren't judging that moment with our human intellect. We know there's a bigger picture that we may not be able to see, and we know the picture is perfect. In that realization, we're able to get to that place of good that we wouldn't have gotten to had we not accepted what is. For example, had we bucked or fought the present moment. So let me give you an example so it's perfectly clear. It's like we're an actor in a movie and we're only given one page of the script at a time. The heroine goes skiing and breaks her leg, ruining her ski vacation and probably many, many months of her life in her estimation because she won't be able to walk and go about her normal routine. But the writer and the director know exactly what's happening. She's feeling very sorry for herself when she only has one page of the story. But a few pages later, she's met a very special person. Or her broken leg causes the doctors to do tests on her that she wouldn't have done under normal circumstances, and they find a disease that they're able to cure because they caught it early. It could be something very simple or seemingly simple and change the course of history for the better. You see, you never know, but go with the flow and look for the lessons. Look for the hints. Stay in touch with expanded awareness by honoring it and accepting the present moment as it is. Consider this quote by Wayne Dyer. When you dance, your purpose is not to get to a certain place on the floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. So the lesson here is to accept what is and enjoy each step along the way without judging it as good or bad. Truthfully, you don't know what it is. It just is. Let's talk about other hints that may help you find your purpose. Think about the following and answer the questions in your companion book. What are three talents or specialties that you have? And this could be anything you feel you're good at. What personality characteristic are you particularly proud of that you believe serves you well? What personality characteristic have you fought through the years and tried to change? This could be one that you may have been criticized for. What physical quality are you proud of? What physical quality do you have that you wish you didn't? When you do the work in your companion book, these answers will serve to give you the direction of your higher purpose. Many of you may have heard this story, but it's a good reminder to hear it once again. A businessman was at the pier of a small coastal fishing village when a boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the boat were several large yellowfin tuna, and the businessman complimented the fisherman on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took him to catch them. The fisherman replied, "Only a little while." The businessman then asked why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. The fisherman said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The businessman then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" And the fisherman said, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take a siesta with my wife, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor." The businessman scoffed. "I'm a Harvard MBA and I could help you. You should spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. And with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats, and eventually you'd have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the processor and eventually open your own cannery. You would control the product, processing, and distribution. You would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, then LA, and eventually New York City, where you would run your expanding enterprise." The fisherman asked, "But senor, how long will all this take?" To which the businessman replied, 15 to 20 years. "But what then, senor?" The businessman laughed and said, "That's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You would make millions." "Millions, senor? Then what?" The businessman said, "Then you would retire, move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take a siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evening where you could sip wine and play your guitar with your amigos." The fisherman, still smiling, looked up and said, "Isn't that what I'm doing right now?" Author, unknown. This man was at peace, and he was happy. This man had his purpose. It's okay if your purpose wouldn't appeal to a Harvard MBA, or your parents, your teachers, your minister, or society in general. It's your purpose. When I realized my purpose, I was walking along a country road in my neighborhood and listening to a great audio program on earphones. I thought what was asked of me was kind of silly and meaningless, but I answered and did the exercises anyway, and voila, here I am doing my life's purpose, and I have been for many years. The questions you've been answering here are much like the questions that gave me my answers, and later I will be giving you a similar directive in the guided meditation visualization I've prepared for you. My point is that I saw myself passionately talking about something that I had overcome and inspiring an audience to use what I had learned so that they could overcome their obstacles as well. At the time, I had no idea what I would be talking about, as I've had many obstacles in my life. But the vision was clear. I was radiant while on that stage. I was energetic and passionate and purposeful. And my audience was leaning forward and listening to every word, and they were being impacted and inspired by the information I was giving them and the way I was giving it to them. I was marching back and forth on the stage with tremendous enthusiasm and confidence. I was holding a microphone and using it expertly, and I was happy, so on purpose, and so charged with beingness. I could see that was my purpose. But I had no idea how it would happen or even what I would be teaching. That all came later, but I paid attention to the vision. Earlier in this section, I asked you to name things about your personality that you feel serve you, as well as characteristics you feel don't. I really do have a reason for asking you to answer all of these questions. My questions and your answers will bring you to one of the most meaningful things in your life. And that is your purpose, your reason for being. The reason I've asked you these questions is because, for example, I have a big personality, and that hasn't always served me in a complimentary way. There have been times when I've embarrassed myself by saying too much, or being too loud, or even too pushy. And when I realized I would be teaching and inspiring others and large numbers of people, I also realized that the reason I came into this life with this big personality is because I came here to influence, and you need a big and sometimes pushy personality to do that effectively. At least that's what works for me. That is my reason for being. Now that big personality that got me in trouble and embarrassed me and family members is my greatest asset. When I figured that out, it was a happy day. That was the day that everything made sense. Now, after contemplating your dreams, the things that make your heart sing, your synchronicities, your yin and yang, what do you feel makes you most happy? Answer freely. There's no judgment here. This is your truth. What does it take to make you happy? And how happy are you when that's happening? How long does that happiness last? How attached are you, that is, how unhappy are you, when this isn't occurring? So now, let's prepare for a guided meditation. Make sure you're allowing yourself enough time to complete the process without interruption and without feeling rushed. In order to reap the full benefits, you must honor this time just for you. And if now isn't a good time, make an appointment with yourself and come back to this later. Please put yourself in a quiet, comfortable environment where you feel safe and secure. This is not the type of guided visualization you listen to in your car, so please don't attempt this while driving. Turn off the phone and all noise-making distractions. Take your shoes off, loosen your belt, and sit relaxed with your back in a straight, upright position and your head in alignment with your spine. You may choose a reclining position, but do know that you could fall asleep. In order to begin, you will center yourself by taking deep cleansing breaths. Now close your eyes, intend to relax your body, and breathe in by inhaling through your nose, taking the air deeply into your diaphragm, your belly ballooning out slightly. Now exhale slowly. Your belly should contract slightly. Your shoulders should not be moving up around your ears, and your chest should not be pumping in and out with every breath. This is all about your diaphragm. Once again, as you breathe in, your diaphragm balloons out, and as you exhale, your diaphragm contracts slightly. Breathing in and breathing out. 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 As you listen to the instructions, continue this nice, deep, diaphragmatic breath. As you notice outside distractions or thoughts going through your mind, simply breathe. Watch your thoughts. Don't fight them. Acknowledge the thought, breathe, and simply bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. You may find this happening over and over. Simply observe the thought and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Now, we're going to do a 4-4 breath. Just continue your deep belly breaths while I explain this to you. Don't do it now. Simply continue breathing deeply into your diaphragm. And once I've explained the process, I'll tell you when to do it with me. You'll breathe in for the count of 4, and you'll hold your breath for the count of 4. Then you'll breathe out for the count of 4, and hold your breath for the count of 4. And you'll do that 4 times. Now let's start the 4-4 breath. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Good. Very good. Simply continue taking nice deep belly breaths, breathing in through your nose and breathing out, and listen to the sound of my voice. Just follow along with me. Now I want you to come with me on a journey. It's to a beautiful and safe place, a place where you are completely yourself, and there is no you. You have to be. You are simply who you are. Let's start by walking along a beautiful dirt path. The path meanders, and it's surrounded by soft, grassy hills dotted with beautiful big rocks. There are trees growing on each side of the path, allowing just enough sun to warm you and keep you comfortable. Walking this path is easier than you've ever found walking to be before. And you feel highly energetic and strong, yet entirely at peace. The path is beginning to angle upwards, and you're happily moving up the hill. There are birds flying overhead, and although you are alone, you feel completely at ease. You're moving steadily up the hill on the smoothly tamped down dirt path. And there is a lovely soft breeze, just the right temperature. You're breathing deeply into your diaphragm as you go, breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in and breathing out. As you move further and further up the hill, the path leads you into a thicket of trees. The landscape has changed here, and you're surrounded by the most beautiful greenery, trees, and a lovely soft undergrowth that feels wonderful beneath your bare feet. And the air. It's crisp mountain air. You feel so free, so alive, enjoying nature, just you and the earth. Quietly, you walk among the trees, breathing the fresh air, breathing in and breathing out. Now you see a small dwelling up ahead. It almost looks like a little log cabin, and there is a porch outside with a rocking chair on it. Hesitantly, you approach the cabin, not wanting to disturb the inhabitants. But upon closer examination, you see a sign with your name on it. The sign says, "This dwelling belongs to," and there in perfectly clear block letters is your full name. First and last. And suddenly you realize that yes, this is your home. You smile and sigh in satisfaction and ease, and you walk up the two short stairs to the porch and see that there is a glass of cool, refreshing lemonade waiting for you on the small table next to the rocking chair. You smile and sit down, beginning to rock in the chair. Taking a sip of the lemonade, you find it sweet and tart upon your tongue. You enjoy the delicious sensation. You're delighted. You continue rocking in the chair, rocking back and forth, back and forth. It's so soothing. You pull a patchwork blanket from the back of the chair and wrap it snugly around your shoulders. It smells of something familiar, but you can't quite place it. The feeling here, sitting in this rocking chair, drinking the lemonade and wrapped in this blanket, is so comforting, so right. You continue rocking and close your eyes. So soothing, so soothing. As you continue to rock, you fall into a pleasant sleep. Just dozing peacefully on the rocking chair, on your porch, in front of your cabin. Dreamily, you open your eyes when you hear someone open the front door and come out on the porch. You look up to see who's there. and you're surprised to see it's you. Really you. The you you are without any pretense, without any 21st century personality. The real you, minus any accumulated baggage. And you're radiant. Your skin is bright and smooth and looks as if you are illuminated with light from within. Sitting there, looking up at this image of yourself, you see this being that is you has the kindest expression. Smiling at you, you are beckoned inside of the cabin. Stepping through the doorway, you look in and see inviting furnishings. There is a worn wooden dining table with two chairs and a comfy soft sofa and an easy chair. You notice a rag rug on the wooden floor, and you are led to a place on the sofa where you snuggle in, bringing your feet up and under you. This other version of you takes a seat in the chair across from the sofa, all the while smiling lovingly and peacefully, and says, "I know why you've come." You're here because you want to know your soul's purpose for this lifetime. You want to know the path you should be taking in your life that will bring you the most satisfaction and happiness and bring the most to those around you whom you love. You're enjoying this other version of you, the light within your eyes and the peaceful yet animated way you're being spoken to. And then you hear, "This is your home. You can come here anytime you want. I am always with you to support you and to bring you the peace you crave. You need only walk up the hill and follow the signs to this cabin, your cabin." Here, my sweet one. You were so comfortable sleeping on the porch, and you still look tired. Let me get you a pillow and a blanket, and you can rest right here on the sofa. You lie down and are covered up and tucked in so warmly, and you immediately fall into a deep slumber. While asleep, you dream, and in your dream, you travel to many places. You talk to wise sages and gurus, and consult with many brilliant and highly respected masters, asking them all the same question. What is my soul's purpose? What is my path? It's right here for you to see, for you to know, my dear, they each say. It's really very simple. Just stay aware. Listen to the words spoken to you deep inside. Listen. Listen. Watch for the synchronicities that are always occurring. And notice when you're joyful and feeling almost childlike. You're receiving your answers in many ways. You've only to listen and look, and you will get the information you want. You open your eyes to find yourself still on the comfortable couch in the cozy cabin, but now you're alone. As you move to leave, you find a note for you on the dining table by the fire. The note says, "My dear one, you're now able to see the signs you need to see, and you're now hearing the words you need to hear. I've always been with you and guiding you. And now you're in touch with our deep connection." Your eyes are opened to see, and your ears are opened to hear. Simply ask for me. You will now stay present and aware, and you are getting the answers to your questions. Smiling and folding the note and putting it into your pocket, you walk out the door, down the steps and onto the dirt path. Turning to look once again at your cabin, you see that other version of you rocking in the chair upon the porch. And you smile and wave at each other, and slowly you turn to walk down the path. As you walk, you are breathing in and breathing out. This experience has left you in a place of complete inner happiness and serene contentment. You can feel the smile on your face and the lift of your cheeks as you smile. You can feel your heart radiating with joy and happiness. Just breathing and feeling, breathing and feeling as you walk down the path. As you breathe deeply, you're noticing how you can feel your body radiating with a beautiful, warm light. So warm, you feel warmed from the inside out. And you can feel this light radiating out from your body. As you breathe in and breathe out, you feel your energy field expanding and contracting slightly along with your breath. You are radiating the light of happiness. You are radiating complete happiness and contentment. Breathing and experiencing happiness and radiating that beautiful glowing light. That warm light filling your body and radiating from your body. The energy of your body pulsing with a calm, peaceful joy. You have a feeling of inner happiness that cannot be disturbed by anything outside of yourself. No thing, no happening can take this feeling away from you. Now going into your heart, simply going into your heart, breathing in and breathing out. Feel the feeling in your heart. Notice the warmth and imagine the color of the light it's radiating. This beautiful warm glow radiating from your heart. No one, no thing, no happiness or circumstance can ever take this feeling away from you. And you can go to this place of comfort anytime you desire. Now breathing in and breathing out. You're so aware of this feeling, the feeling of your entire body and especially your heart. Feeling and knowing that you can meet your higher self at any time you need comfort or direction. Knowing that your ears are now open, that your eyes can now see. Your path is laid before you, and you have everything you need. You are able to recall this beautiful, warm, joyful, content feeling at any time you really want to. Now breathing in and breathing out, preparing to move back into your body, into your place of meditation, thanking yourself for taking this wonderful journey. Just silently thank your inner self and your body for allowing you to make contact with your higher self. Now, moving back into your body in this place of meditation and breathing in and breathing out, getting comfortable back in your body in this time and this place, just listening to the sound of my voice and breathing. With your eyes still closed, begin to slowly move your head around upon your shoulders. Just lightly begin to move your head around upon your shoulders. Now dropping your chin down upon your chest, put your hands together, beginning to lightly rub them together as if warming them over a fire, and now faster, causing a light friction. With your eyes still closed, bring your palms up to your face, covering your face and eyes now with your hands and noticing the contours of your face, loving the contours of your face as you would love a small child. Just you, appreciating you. Taking a nice deep breath now, slowly allow the light to filter through your fingers. Open your eyes gently and allow yourself to get accustomed to the light. Bring yourself back to the here and now, in this place, in this room. Good. You did good. Know that as you do this meditation more and more, you will more easily and more fully access the feelings of happiness that actually do radiate through your body, and your purpose will be revealed to you in a very clear way. This will get better and easier as you practice this meditation more and more. Between now and the next teaching in the Be Happy Now series, I encourage you to do this meditation often and to access the knowing that was imprinted on you, even when not in meditation. In order to use this teaching and get the most out of it, be sure to use your workbook. And you may want to answer the same questions now and then again in a month or two. It's a good idea to actually block time that you will only devote to this. And that is no email, telephone, or interruptions during that block time. I'm aware that some of your answers may seem repetitive, but that's okay. Answer them honestly and from your heart. If you find yourself getting uncomfortable and wanting to do something else, push through it anyway. That's a sign that you're getting close to a breakthrough. And if you feel like crying, then cry. It's actually quite good for you, but more about that in another teaching. Keep at it steadily, and you'll find yourself in wonder at some of the answers that you'll get. Be sure and block time to join me for the next session, The Observer.